views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother
and I say, brother, help me please. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Limelight Radio. How are all of you, my beautiful audience? It's wonderful to be with you once again today on a chilly, chilly winter's day up here in New England. We've got a fabulous guest with us. She's out in Colorado, and we're broadcasting around the world. I know my listeners are in Belgium and Norway and Australia. All of us are tuned in to a great hour together. Today, we're going to discuss homeopathic medicine. This is a subject near and dear to my heart. As many of you know, I am a classical homeopath of over 30 years, and it was an instrumental piece in my healing from advanced neurological Lyme disease. And I know this healing discipline, which has been kind of on the sidelines for many people and confused with herbal medicine, is a very strong player with chronic illness and acute illness both. And today our guest, Sharon Lynn, she and I actually studied together way back in the 1980s. She is the owner and operator of Mountain State Health Products since April of 1990. Mountain Health Products is a nutraceutical distributor to the healthcare practitioners nationwide in the USA. She's the co-creator of the Mountain Health Product line of homeopathic formulas and specialty nutraceuticals. She's responsible for bringing on over 50 professional companies for distribution at Mountain State Health Products, and currently they service over 3,000 practitioners nationwide and internationally. Sharon continues her studies with over 5 to 10 medical conferences per year and is devoted to this fabulous company, which carries many wonderful products. Karen's history with homeopathic medicine dates all the way back to 1982. She studied with some of the world masters, Dr. Francis Izziaga, George Vasulkas, Dr. Jeremy Shore, and Ananda Zarin. She's also had specialty training with Dr. Alan Gabby and Dr. Jonathan Wright in nutritional therapy and intracellular communication and managing chronic disease with Dr. Jeffrey Bland. She has studied comprehensive body typing and enzyme therapy, drug-induced nutritional deficiencies, and metabolic biotransformation. She is a wealth of knowledge and a trainer of organized biological terrain, studying under Dr. Robert Greenberg. So Sharon Lynn, welcome to Limelight Radio today.
Well, thank you so much, Katina, for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's my privilege. Your company is wonderful. You have some formulas that are instrumental in helping people find good health, renewed vitality, and correct some very simple problems sometimes that are the underpinnings to chronic illness. So thank you for running such a great company.
My pleasure, and I'm always happy to be of help and service to, you know, the human race, actually. So thank you.
Oh, yes, yes, no. I found you all a number of years ago, and it was through my struggles with Epstein-Barr virus, actually, that was limiting me so significantly that your beautiful homeopathic nozote for Epstein-Barr virus and that fabulous product, Monolaurin, that helps with retroviruses really helped me gain ground and return to health. So I know you have fabulous products that cover a big spectrum for people.
We do. We carry a lot of special items, special order items, such as homeopathic hormones, even down to homeopathic vaccines that aren't readily available with other companies out there. So we do some very unusual special blends, and you know, I like to keep up on what's happening as far as illnesses and various health problems that we see on a continual basis. So we're always coming up with new products, new ideas, new creations.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to hear more about some of these products and some of these specialty items, because they are so valuable with chronic illness and autoimmune syndromes and, you know, so many different things of tick-borne diseases. But let's start our show, if you don't mind, Sharon, because I would really like people to understand the pure basics of homeopathic medicine, because you and I know it so well, but many people confuse it with herbal medicine and naturopathic medicine. Could you just get us oriented? Tell us a little bit about the pure basics of homeopathy, you know, Dr. Hahnemann and how it was founded and what our basic philosophy is.
I'd be happy to do that. You know, in around the 1790s, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, who was a regular medical doctor, was very displeased with the way medicine was going. He just couldn't find cures. He couldn't help his patients. And he was a pioneer that looked outside of the box, looked outside of the mainstream, and said, what else can we do to help these patients? And so he came up with a system, and the system was basically he started with quinine. And quinine is the cinchona bark, which is a homeopathic name for the product. And he was curious about it because he was taking it and realized that when you take it, it produces very similar reactions to, or very similar symptoms to that of malaria. And then he started experimenting with it with animals. And with a horse, I believe that was what he did in the beginning. And he gave it to his horse and realized that it actually could cure the symptoms of malaria. And he went one step further to start to do provings with various different formulas out there. He would take the actual raw material, and he would do what we call succussion, where he would take that product and make different potencies of it. He would give that out to various people, and they would record all their symptoms. And that went into the repertory. And so these medicines are so unique and so beautiful because the provings were all done on humans. They weren't done on animals. They weren't done in a scientific laboratory. They were actually done on humans back when, in the 1790s, late 1790s, when we didn't have all the pollution and all the bad foods that we eat now. It was more, you know, you grow your own foods. You didn't have all the processed foods. So they were able to do these provings in settings that were not controlled, but in a normal everyday setting. And they would take all these symptoms, and then they would put all the symptoms together and realize what was the most prominent of all the symptoms in, let's say, 80% of the patients. And then they would bold that. That would be one of the most prominent symptoms that would relate to that particular remedy. So really, it is based on like cures like, if you will. And like cures like means things like, let's give you an example, your listeners an example, vaccines. You get a vaccine of that actual substance, that actual disease, but the actual element of what causes the symptoms of the disease. They inject it in you and you build up immunity, and you supposedly protected against the vaccines, but against the illness. Although I think that that's a whole nother lecture in itself on vaccines.
Mm.
I'm not promoting them. I'm just giving you like cures, like kind of symptoms.
Right, and allergy shots are a good example of like
yes.
treat lines. They give you a minute amount
right.
of ragweed or et cetera. And we do that too when someone comes into the office with a runny nose and the teary eyes and they're sneezing. One of the ones I think of all the time is Allium sepa, which is red onion, right?
Exactly, because it produces those same kind of symptoms. When you're cutting the onion, you get all the teary eyes, the runny nose, the redness under the nose from dripping of the sinuses. Yeah.
The homeopathic remedies too, just for our listeners, we call them by their Latin names instead of their common name, because what we might call windflower here, it might be Posk flower in France, but it's an anemone, right?
Yes, pulsatilla.
And its Latin name is pulsatilla. So around the world, they're all called by their Latin names, correct?
Yes, correct. And if you will, it's sort of like throwing a pebble in the pond. If you throw that pebble in the pond, it has this rippling effect. And that's what homeopathy does. It has a rippling effect on the whole body. Like cures like means that you're actually working with the whole person, not just that one symptom. In acute cases, you may work with that one symptom of coughs, whether it's a dry cough or a wet cough, injuries, you know, those kind of situations. But when you're treating the person constitutionally, you're taking all the symptoms into, who they are. You're taking the personality into account. You're taking, you know, how they sleep at night, what kind of foods they like. There's a whole slew of intake questions that you're asking the patient to base that one remedy that is that constitutional remedy for that particular patient, because not people are alike.
Yes, treating the person and not the disease. So, Sharon, we're just getting into the meat of the matter here, and it's time for our first station break. So hold your thoughts. We're going to come back, and I would love to get more into this whole concept of constitutions and how that fits into chronic illness. So, listeners, stay with us. This is Limelight Radio's Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jump me as I pass you by.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings, and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. And just a reminder that Brian is playing that fabulous song, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, from our friend in Ireland, Elaine Griffin, who wrote that fabulous Lyme disease awareness tune. So much fun. You have to visit the website of hers in Ireland, ElaineGriffin.com, and you'll hear the tune in totality. But back to talk here with Sharon Lynn of Mountain State Health Products. We're discussing homeopathic medicine today and what a pivotal tool in healing this is, both in acute and chronic illness, specifically what a hero homeopathy is with tick-borne diseases. Really tremendous at supporting the body, mind, and spirit and helping an immune system get strong again. So, Sharon, let's jump back to where we were and the idea that we treat the person, not the disease, as homeopaths. And one of the expressions you and I know so well, which is finding an individual's constitutional type. Let's let the audience learn about this.
Okay. Well, you know, homeopathy is based on the law of similars. And when we look at an individual as a homeopathic practitioner, you see many facets of that individual. You don't want to just prescribe in one facet. So you ask many questions because you want to determine what that best constitutional remedy would be for that patient. And the metaphor I used before was like throwing the pebble in the pond. You want to make sure you throw in the pebble so it radiates out into all areas of the body, because you're giving the body a substance that the body is meant to use to heal on its own. So the beauty of homeopathy is it doesn't have the side effects that a lot of conventional medicines will. And also, it's also getting the right remedy. And the constitutional remedy is a remedy that can work on many different levels in the body. So you're looking at questions such as, how do you sleep at night? Are you cold, hot? Do you prefer cold or hot food? Do you like spicy, sweet, sour food? You know, what are your likes? What are your dislikes? Symptoms of, you know, maybe you have aches and pains, and what area of the body you have aches and pains, how you feel most days, if you have headaches, how that headache feels to you. You know, does it feel like a vice grip is, you know, your head's in a vice grip? Does it feel like your head is pulsating? So there's a lot of different questions, and the intake is rather extensive, because you really want to understand that person, and you really want to understand and get that proper remedy for that person. Because you can have five people with similar symptoms, but everybody's different. Everybody's going to have a different constitutional remedy.
And I say that a lot, you know, with people that come in, let's say, with the arthritic pains of Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. Some people might feel it in a knee joint. Someone else is in their hips. Someone else is migrating. It's going from shoulder to knee to elbow to neck. And they all might be suffering with these arthritic style pains, which a traditional doctor would just give them Embril or some, you know, other kind of drug. But as a homeopath, you're isolating, oh, this one's got migratory pains. Oh, this one's worse on rainy days. Oh, this woman, she feels horrible when she gets up in the morning and takes her first step, but she's not so bad midday. That matters to a homeopath, doesn't it?
Exactly. You're going to be looking at all those. And with Lyme disease, I think that there's so many, again, facets. I like that word because there really is. There's so many differences within each individual, how they present the Lyme disease or how it presents itself in their bodies. And it can stay dormant for years. It can come out, you know, depending on the stress levels they're under, what kind of trauma they're experiencing. So it's a really important when the case is taken properly and the proper remedy is given. The beauty of it, if you don't give the proper remedy, chances are that you're not going to have any symptoms anyhow. So, you know, you're not going to have any side effects of taking that remedy. You're just not going to have the results you want to achieve. So it's really important to take a thorough case of that individual before giving the remedy. And if I may add as well, to each remedy is many layers. So the remedy can present itself, but there's also what I learned a lot with studying with Ananda Zarin is what we did. We did the wound, the wall, and the mask. And a lot of times, as homeopaths, you don't want to always prescribe on the wound, but that's always what presents itself because that's what the individual is most living in, is that wound. The wall is how they protect themselves and they put themselves out in the world. And the mask is really what you want to kind of have come down a little bit, and that's where you go into prescribe because the mask is protection.
And that's wonderful. That's a wonderful illustration. Yes.
So give us an example.
Let's give us an example. Let's talk perhaps about one of our, you know, our common homeopathic remedies that you and I know well. I don't know, pick one out like Rust Tox or Pulsatilla or something, and I use that as an example of how it might appear as the constitutional and the wound, the wall, the mask.
Let's do Roof Tox. I kind of like Roof Tox. It's an interesting remedy. Roof Tox is derived from poison ivy. So you can kind of think of how your body reacts. If you have a poison ivy attack, you get these blisters. They're itchy. They can travel throughout on the skin. They can go into a deeper level and produce arthritic type of symptoms. They can bleed, crack. You know, the whole thing. As a constitutional Roof Tox, you may have skin problems that travel. They may not be a poison ivy, but they could be a very similar poison ivy type of skin blistering. It can appear anywhere on the body, so it doesn't have to be, you know, on a specific side of the body, like on your ankles or your wrist, where you may get a poison ivy. You can also use Roof Tox for poison ivy. That can be one of the antidotes of it. You'll see where these particular patients, as you were mentioning before with Lyme patients, they can be worse when they first wake up. They're really stiff. And then once they start moving, the more motion they have, the better off the body starts to feel. The circulation is improving. And that's a real Roof Tox type of symptom.
Yeah, and Roof Tox also, I think of it as Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz. They're kind of brittle and stiff by nature, and their personalities can... I mean, that's the other part of homeopathic medicine that's so fascinating, is that we don't just look at the physical symptoms, you look at the accompanying emotional state too, right?
Oh, exactly. You always, you know, a lot of times you're really prescribing on that emotional state, and you want to have some flicker of some of that, physical symptoms as well in the remedy. But a lot of times if it's really strong in the emotional side, then you're going to prescribe on that.
Yeah, so the wound would show up, as you said, with the blisters or the stiff joint. And, you know, difficulty on first movements, and then they ease up as they get going and they warm up, so to speak, in circulation and heat, et cetera, improve. So then their coping mechanism and their mask would show up as how?
It would show up as listless. They could be kind of sad. They could have sort of suicidal thoughts, but it's not the first thing that will come up for those kind of thoughts. Very restless. And I think the restlessness comes from having to move continually because that makes them feel better. They need to change position a lot. So they're probably one that's not going to sleep really well in one position and going to be tossing and turning a lot. They can have some delirium, great apprehension at night. Again, because they don't want to remain in bed because lying still does not make them feel good. They can have some internal trembling. You know, the mind can become a bit cloudy. So then we need the early
foggy thinking of Lyme disease or the,
exactly.
Or the eventual dementia if it really progresses into neurological.
Because they can have dreams of great exertion. So if you go into the dream state, and I think they just have a lot of intense itching, too, on their skin, because it feels like it's crawling sometimes. Their extremities can be really hot and swollen joints, a lot of tearing in the muscles, the feeling of tearing in the muscles, ligaments, the fascia. They can be really stiff and paralyzed.
It's a comprehensive arthritic remedy, isn't it?
Exactly. But because it relates so much to the Lyme, the arthritic type of symptomology of Lyme, it's a remedy that can be thought of in those cases.
Yeah, definitely. And I can see the emotional fear, too, as you just said, with the depression and the anxiety and the restlessness and then the despair and the, you know, oh, I can't handle it. I can't be comfortable. This can't go on. This is too much and overwhelmed and the fitful sleeps, et cetera. It's a very descriptive picture. Sharon, it's shocking, but it's time for our next commercial.
Oh, no.
Flying by here. Audience, I hope you're learning a lot. We're taking you into a new domain here with our homeopathic remedies. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how you find a practitioner, and where remedies are found themselves. Can you use them, self-help, etc.? So stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and today we are discussing homeopathic medicine, an ancient healing art from the late 1700s, which was practiced widely in the United States all the way up until the 1930s. In fact, almost all homes in America had homeopathic remedy kits, and those frontier wagons that pioneered across the country relied on arnica and Rustox and aconite and all kinds of remedies for common illnesses and injuries. And the Rockefellers actually were instrumental in making homeopathic remedies FDA approved as over-the-counter. So you can find them in your health food stores and use them for self-help purposes. And we also have, sadly to say, only a handful of homeopathic universities now in the United States. At one point, there were 22 of them in America, and they still exist around the world. And countries like England and France and Germany have homeopathy integrated into their healthcare systems. India has homeopathic hospitals. And we've found a resurgence of this gentle, supportive modality probably in the past 30 years. Sharon and I were lucky enough to be trained by some world-class masters that came to the United States in the 80s. And helped bring homeopathic back. So, Sharon, let's continue. We were talking about constitutional prescribing, which is really treating the whole person, looking at their chronic illness with its multiple systems that have been affected. We see a fibromyalgia case, we see a Lyme case, we see a Bell's palsy, we see, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, and not just one system of the body is affected, as you and I know. We look for that remedy that's going to touch all of the systems and don't take four and five different drugs the way an allopathic or traditional physician would use. But let's talk about, you know, if someone does want to use a remedy, let's say for a certain self-limiting condition, about that application.
Okay. Well, let's go back to constitutional prescribing is actually classical homeopathy. That is a classical homeopath that will be prescribing constitutional remedies. For the consumers to be able to use homeopathy, there's some very simple outlines that you can look at to be able to determine which remedy you may need. Things like arnica. I think arnica, every household in America should have that. Every athlete should have it in his bag. Every bike rider should have it in the back of their bicycle bag. You should never leave home without it. That's my one remedy that I think everybody should have, and I'm sure you agree with me, Katina, about that, because arnica is a great remedy for trauma, bruising. Your child falls down and gets hurt and has an injured knee, and you give them arnica, and you can really see before your eyes how it really helps that person handle the trauma. Great remedy for when somebody's going in for surgery. Really helps for healing and helps with the bleeding. Just a great remedy. Other remedies like apis, which is made from the sting of the bee. That's a great remedy to have around too for bee stings, insect stings in general, hives. It works really great for hives, not even from stings, but just in general. Chamomile. you could give that to your child if they have fevers and they're crying and they're teething and their cheeks are all red and they're fussy. So there's a lot of different remedies that can be used very simply that you don't need to be a homeopath to use, but you want to understand how to use them. Most remedies over-the-counter are going to be in a 30C, 12-30C potency. And potencies are very different across the board how they are made energetically. And so for the most part, for most of the consumers, I would suggest just stick with your 30C and you'll be perfectly fine. For classical homeopaths, they tend to use all different remedies depending on that person and what they're presenting. They may go up to a 200C, a 1M, an LM potency. There's a lot of different dosages and potencies of how you recommend different remedies.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a whole show in itself. It's really
right.
About potencies and how homeopathic remedies are made. We'll have to do that another time. But we also have combination formulas, don't we, which are not classical, but they are helpful.
We do, and that's one of the things that I do a lot with at MHP is I create a lot of remedies that are combination remedies. The classical homeopaths are very strict in how they prescribe. There's also another side of the physicians that really don't have the time to devote to studying homeopathy, and they will use the combination remedies. And the combination remedies are very successful, very useful. You want to make sure when you're putting a combination remedy together that you put the remedies in that act well together. So you just want to make sure that the remedies are in a balance.
Complementary. Yeah,
yeah, complementary to each other. Exactly. And, you know, we have things that for viruses and bacterias and fungal infections and you know, things for allergy tinctures for tree mix and, you know, for people that have multiple tree allergies or multiple flower or grass or weed allergy mixes.
And the mold.
The mold.
Yeah, that's a big one. Your mold formulas are fantastic.
Thank you. And, you know, so we have a lot of different remedies that you can use that you don't need to be a homeopath to use, that you can prescribe them to your patient and get very good results with. The viral formulas are great. And we put a lot of different things in there as a combination, not just your homeopathic remedies, but we'll put things like nozodes together in there. Nozodes are a disease tissue that is purified but put into a homeopathic form. We'll put things like sarcodes in there. Sarcodes are healthy tissues that are put into a homeopathic remedy, things that really help with like muscles and ligaments or adrenal dysfunction or lung problems. You know, you want to use a lung homeopathic lung extract that really can help support the lung tissues. So there's various ways to work with that.
The sarcodes then are helping the organ function better. You're actually energetically putting in the tissue of the adrenal, let's say, so that a depleted adrenal gland starts to upregulate and work better on its own merit, right?
Exactly. And you may put five of the most commonly prescribed remedies for the adrenals into a formula, along with a sarcode. And the rule of thought is that when you make a combination remedy, that the body will take whatever that remedy that it needs and really use it from that particular combination remedy. So if let's say you have a patient come in to you and you prescribe a constitutional remedy, but it wasn't the right one, then if you give a combination remedy, a lot of times the body's able to get a little closer to treating that patient if you didn't have the time to find that right constitutional remedy. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. And so, you know, I understand with chronic illnesses, you know, some of it is these systems are way out of balance. Let's say the endocrine system is really struggling. I mean, you might have adrenal depletion, but the thyroid metabolic function is imbalanced and the pituitary is off. You've got irregular sleep cycles. So if you gave an endocrine system formula or pituitary formula, et cetera, it could re-regulate that whole endocrine system.
Exactly. And you may give more than one. So there may be a patient that needs, you know, three or four different combination remedies, and you may give them at different times of the day, always between meals, because you don't want people to be eating and taking the remedies at the same time. So you can prescribe many different remedies at the same time when you're doing a combination.
Yeah, and I know I just want to mention this before we go to the break, is that listeners, homeopathic remedies, you'll often see them in the health food stores in these little tubes. They're often the blue tubes that come from Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N, which is a big company out of France. We have standard homeopathics here in the United States as well, Delisos. I don't know if yours are in the stores, Sharon, but the common formulas are little pellets, and you pop two or three pellets under your tongue and let them dissolve sublingually. They go straight into your bloodstream. They bypass the digestive tract. And we don't want to take them with food or drink or toothpaste. So you want to wait 15 to 30 minutes before or after so they get absorbed properly. And they are sensitive, so you don't want to handle them much with your hands. They pick up oils and aromas very readily. They're sensitive. They're beautiful, though. So, Sharon, you're doing a fabulous job at helping us learn more about homeopathy. We have to take one more station break, and then I want to get back and talk a little bit more about what you've created, because you've got some fabulous products. So, listeners, I hope you're learning a lot. Homeopathic medicine is our front and center today. Limelight Radio's Katina Makris will be right back.
Once bitten and twice shy, you jumped me as I passed you by, and I can't shake you though I've tried. Once bitten and twice shy.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jumped me as I passed you by.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. We're visiting today with Sharon Lynn of Mountain Health Products. You know, I just want to let you all know something before we get back to our conversation. Really big moment for me. I hate to kind of be like bragging, but it's fun. Go to Amazon.com. My forthcoming book, Autoimmune Illness and Lyme Disease, Mending Body, Mind, and Spirit, is up for pre-sale. It's going to be released, and we just got the cover up and pre-orders. Really excited. I've been working feverishly hard on this, and I incorporate the best of integrative medicine, metaphysical healing, and brass tacks and information on why these illnesses are exploding around the world to the tune of 250 million people afflicted in our current day. It's not good. So anyway, back to our subject today, homeopathic medicine. Sharon, I would love for you just, I can't not talk about this. The nozodes, which are the diluted extractions of the tick-borne organisms, Bartonella, Borrelia, Babesia, you, Genius You, have made in available for people so that their own bodies can build up the defenses to these organisms when they've been infected. This was an instrumental piece in my recovery. I couldn't get through the Bartonella infection, neither could my son, without the help of your formula. My son was on 6 months of antibiotics, and then it was the Bartonella formula of yours that helped him regain his health. Thank you for making these remedies. Can you tell people about them?
Well, you know, I had so many doctors coming to me asking me what to do with Lyme, and we had a product that we already created, a Lyme nozode formula, and in that formula it had the various combinations of the different nozodes, which are the Bartonella, Borrelia, all the different Lyme. It had some lactodentins, which is the black widow, so that's another like bite. It has the arnica, the rooftox, had some phosphorus in there, some Chinese herbs thrown in there. And, you know, I got results, but I thought there's got to be something else out there. And so I started looking in and researching the Lyme problem, and I said, well, let's just do single nozodes and see what kind of results we get. And that's where we came up with the Bartonella, we came up with the Babesia, the Borrelia. And I went one step further, and I said, well, wait a minute. A lot of the treatments involve a lot of these antibiotics. To the point, I see a lot of, I don't see patients per se, but I hear of, in my conferences that I go to, the lectures I attend, a lot of patients that get greatly debilitated by so many antibiotics. And so I made a formula with the antibiotics in it as well, and that's my Lyme antimicrobial. So that has things like Alenia, it has Metpron, Zithromax, doxycycline, which is a real common remedy. We even have homeopathic doxycycline. So these can really help to detox the body from the side effects of all those antibiotics.
It's fabulous. It's really fabulous. People have to understand that we're working at the energetic level here and helping the body recalibrate after, as Sharon said, the damages have been done from the heavy-duty antibiotics. What's your website, Sharon?
It's mhpvitamins.com.
M like in mountain, H is in health, P is in products.
Yes.
Right?
Mountain, yeah, M is in mountain, H is in health, P is in products. Vitamins with an S on the end.com. And
perfect.
We are in the process of redoing that website. It's just taken quite a long time because we have so many companies and product lines that we work with. But we will be creating new and better formulas, always looking at updating everything and trying to follow along with because Lyme is such a huge problem, as you said. It's just continual. I can't tell you how many doctors have to really get up to speed and start learning about it because there's so many patients being diagnosed with it and latent stages of Lyme. So they may have gotten bit in their childhood, and in their adults, you know, late in life or whatever, it's all coming out to the surface. So it's a big concern right now, the chronic illness.
A big concern. And they're coming out with all these, as you said, adult forms of autoimmune disorders, neurological problems, and tick-borne disease could have been the root years and years ago. I am so proud of you, and you have such fabulous other companies that you carry too, and Nate Formulas and, you know, a lot of Douglas Labs. I mean, you're a wealth of resource, and practitioners need to order from you, and patients visit the website and then go to your practitioner and say, I want some of these products. And your sales assistants on the phones are delights. I have to say every one of them is so informative and helpful. How do people learn and study homeopathic medicine? I know how you and I did it, but let's let our listeners hear the current way.
I really like the National Center for Homeopathy. They've been around for a long time, maybe 100 years, I'm not sure. But they're a great resource. You can go to homeopathycenter.org and learn more. There's a lot of different, you know, areas in that website. You'll be able to learn homeopathy. You'll be able to join. It's a great organization. They really protect doctors being able to practice homeopathy. They do study group programs, which is wonderful for a lot of individuals that want to learn more about homeopathy. That's how I started, with study group programs. We had small study groups that were formed, and you get together and you can bring cases to the study group. You can talk about remedies, and there's usually a study group organizer in your area that you can call on and become part of that group. I think it's a great it's a great program. I've always been a member of the National Center for Homeopathy. I love them.
And they have a great newsletter, too. They have an awesome newsletter. It's online now as well. And for a long time, it was really the thing in the month, every monthly mail. I couldn't wait for my newsletter to come.
So true. I kept them all over the years, too. I think I have 25 years of National Center for Homeopathy newsletters.
The other thing that's important is the naturopathic schools, Bastyr University, National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland. They train homeopaths. We have some other homeopathic schools in Northwest, Academy for Homeopathy up in Minnesota. There's homeopathic schools around the country where people can get trained. Then there's the Council for Homeopathic Certification, and you'll see initials after a certified homeopath name, CBH. A lot of doctors have taken just a weekend training of homeopathy, or a nurse practitioner or a clinician somewhere, and they say they're a homeopath. Personally, I would like to see the certificate on the wall to prove it. It is a very, very complicated healing art. You really need to have a fully developed toolbox of understanding, and we can use it in a self-help vein, like Sharon said, and also make sure you're in the right hands. Don't you agree, Sharon?
I totally agree. And you can also go to the National Center for Homeopathy. They have a lot of certified homeopaths in their program that you can type in where you're located and find a homeopath in your area that's been certified through the National Center as well. So that's a good resource.
Yeah, it's a really great resource, and you know, they're all around the country, everyone. You'll be surprised. You know, you might think that, oh, I'm out in Oklahoma, where is there a homeopath? But there are homeopaths dotted all about, and I'm glad to say more and more compared to 30 years ago when we got started. So, Sharon Lynn, you have been a fabulous guest today. I've loved having you on. This is a delight for me to share homeopathy with the world. You've done a beautiful job. Do you have any last thought that you'd like to give our audience as we say goodbye?
Well, for all the listeners out there, if I can recommend one type of method to treat your children, it would be homeopathy. It's a beautiful science for children, infants. The results are very quickly. They're felt very quickly. So I think that's the way to go. You know, when your child has an ear infection, look for a homeopath.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on. I look forward to possibly being on another time and talking on another subject.
Oh, yes, Sharon. I'd love to welcome you back. You've been wonderful. Mountain Health Products is filled with great resources. Please visit their website again. Tell us your website once more.
www.mhpvitamins.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sharon Lynn. Thank you, Brian, my producer. Thank you, audience. You've been great. Our shows are always available on archive at limelightradio.com and also on iTunes. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.